Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
Hudi, I wanted to learn a tesis with you before we start. This is... It's hard to call this... I don't love the name of what we do now. Musa Seder. We learn Torah. We learn sugyas that are relevant to our lives. It's a Torah Seder. And... I wanted to talk. A guy asked me, we're just following up Mincha as is the Derech. We either dab the Mincha before or Mincha after. And the Bacher asked about Tashlum and about a makeup. I want this Chever to be knowledgeable, to know about things. I happen to love the Tashlum. I love the Sugya of Tashlum. I love that there's such a thing of makeup. Anywhere in the Torah where it says you're not out, you're out. This world's a full of is a world full of tashlumin. The ganze Welt's about tashlumin. Hashem, it's so fascinating. It doesn't say Hashem accepts tshuva. He's roitze b'tshuva. Hashem, what is the word roitze b'tshuva? Let's get an R.
What?
Rots means to run, but roitze means to want. Desires. I have a question. It says about Hashem.
Rabbi, once somebody does teshuva, it's like they never did the actual.
Yeah, yeah. It says Baruch Ata Hashem, bless you Hashem, Haraitze, who desires repentance. What does it mean Hashem desires repentance? Doesn't he desire that we don't sin? Teshuva is a b'di'evid. How could you say he desires teshuva? He desires we don't sin. It's talking about after sin, Avraham. It says Hashem, we define Hashem. But blessed are you, God, Haraitze b'tshuva, who wants repentance. But the obvious point of our lives is we're all works in progress. We're human. And to err is human. And the process of... So I happen to like the sugya of Tashlumin. There's something called Tashlumin. So a bacher asked me right now, before Musar, the halacha, I just want to say... That when you, if a guy misses Shacharis, after Chatzais, he can't daven. Maybe till Chatzais could be Kadavin after Zman Tfil. After Chatzais, he can't daven. So he davens two menchas. He missed Shacharis. It was an Aines, it was a Shege. It wasn't, you know, it happens. And he misses. So he davens two menchas. The rule is the first mincha's mincha, and then the second one is Shacharis. Interesting, the makeup is second. This is ikuva. That's the halacha. It's ikuva. The first one, just to know, I don't like ignorance. The first one is mincha. And the rule is that's the halacha. You have to daven. If you daven the wrong one, there are cases it matters a lot. You have to daven a mincha first, and the second one is the makeup.
What if someone has no idea?
And if what?
I was thinking, okay, I'm going to daven shach, and then I'm going to daven mincha. Now what do I do?
That's what about that? What about that mindset?
So the question now is, your first one wasn't good, because you can't daven shachris now. So your second one was a mincha, and then you daven again.
Does it automatically switch?
You have to have it in mind?
You have to daven, yeah. You have to have in mind, the first one is dach mincha. The first, what should a guy do? He had the wrong thing. Revezi Paskin. I have to look it up. What's the halacha? Revezi Paskin. Let's say he had it wrong.
To me, I know about Yalav Yavin.
I'm going to talk Yalav Yavin.
I know, but no. So could there be other implications? It's very difficult to meet.
So if a guy,
you said 19 brachas, and not one of them you messed up.
So Revezi says,
hard,
you got it
in your brain because he's like, how could that be?
So Revezi saying there
doesn't. Right,
yeah.
But what I'm saying, if I can't, you see, the sugya is yalav yavo. if the sugya is what I thought, so say that, Rav.
Yeah. Understood. Lemaisa, the rule is just to know the first one is mincha. The first one is the davening of now. Always in the makeup. If you forget shachris, mincha first, the second's the makeup. You forget mincha, ma'ariv first, the second is the makeup. You forget ma'ariv, shacharis, the second one is the makeup. Now you do always the two davenings of then. L'mashal, if a guy missed mincha, erev Shabbos, so on Shabbos he's davening two davenings, he davens twice the Shabbos davening. First one is the ma'ariv, the second one is the makeup for mincha, but you daven the davening of then. So when you daven Ma'ariv, you do two Shabbos. Let's say Friday afternoon, the guy missed Menche. So now it's Ma'ariv. See, daven's two Shabbos Ma'arivs. The first one was Ma'ariv, the second one's the makeup. But the makeup's a Shabbos davening. It's Shabbos now.
So Rabbi, what is
it? Now the question's like this, Yehuda. I want to learn a tais, guys, one of the hardest tais in Shas, but I want the guys to think. Turn on your thinking caps, Avila.
You just said that.
I need you to think now. The Chevra has to think a little. I want the guys, do you know this taisvis, Hudi? You know this tais? I want you to know this taisvis. Ben Taira Chavava Medbeis and Brachas. Very famous taisvis. I'd like to learn this taisvis, and I'd like to put our thinking caps on.
Like a sulam chill, Rav.
What happens, Chevra? What happens, Chevra? On Rosh Chodesh, a guy forgets Yalav Yavai by Shachris or Mincha. By Ma'ariv, the rule is you do not repeat over. By Shachris or Mincha, you forget Yalav Yavai. What's the halacha? You got to repeat Shemoneh Esrei. So listen to this case, Chevra. Says Taisus Chavav Medbeis and Brachos. Amazing Taisus. Kasav Rabbeinu Yehuda. Rabbeinu Yehuda writes, Im tov lehisker reish chaydish b'mincha. A guy forgets mincha yalav yavai, says taisvis la yispalaloi b'layla. Don't daven two ma'arivs. It's now ma'ariv and he messed up mincha. He daven, but he forgot yalav yavai. Shucks. So now ma'ariv, you should daven twice, says Rabbeinu Yehuda, you shouldn't. Why? Dilama yispal el oid. Why your second ma'ariv is not going to have yalav yavai anyway? Because now it's not Rosh Chodesh. Hari kvar yispal el shel mincha lo yispal oid. But dilama yispal el kvar yispal el kol tfilas mincha b'yoyim. Besides Rosh Chodesh, you're not saying anyway. Im kainim arviach klum. You're not gaining anything im yachsav yispal moitz Rosh Chodesh. Hai lo yaskaret yis Rosh Chodesh. V'yudches kvar yispal el. Says Rabbeinu Yehuda, if you missed Mincha Yalav Yavai, so now the night is no longer Rosh Chodesh. So you're going to do two Ma'arivs? What are you gaining? I already did Shemoneh Esrei. The Torah says I missed Yalav Yavai, but I'm not repeating Yalav Yavai anyway. And the Yud Ches I said, so Mahir Viach, Im Kein Ein Mar Viach Klum. You haven't gained anything if you daven again. You're not saying Rosh Chodesh anyway. And the Yud Ches already davened. He says it's not similar to forgot Mincha b'Shabbos. You daven two Ma'arivs b'chol. Because there you didn't daven at all. So you get a Yud Ches when you daven the second one. So he says if a guy missed Shabbos Mincha, so you daven Ma'ariv two weekday davenings, at least he got two Yud Cheses in. Now, even though Shabbos is only Zayin Brachos, he daven Yud Ches. B'Seidi says, really on Shabbos, you're allowed to do Yud Ches, only Tircha de Tzipura. So B'Seidi, you have two Ma'arivs, he got in a Shemoneh Esrei. But if you missed Mincha on Rosh Chodesh, Ma'ariv's no longer Rosh Chodesh. So what's it going to help to do makeup? You're not saying Yalav Yavai anyway.
If you miss Mincha,
I love Aaron's face.
Wait.
Aaron Smilowitz is looking perplexed. Aaron's like, the perplexion, he's so right.
Yeah, well, now
Reuven Yaina asked the cashier, come on.
Rabbi, it doesn't...
Reuven Yaina, what do you ask?
I'm not clear on what you're saying.
So I'm going to repeat again. A guy misses Yalav Yavai on Rosh Chodesh. It's one day Rosh Chodesh, he davens a varm, a beautiful Shemoneh Esrei. Except one problem, he forgot Yalav Yavai. Forgot Yalav Yavai. So now he's not Yaitse Shemoneh Esrei. What's your first name?
Yosef.
Yosef, you hear this guy's problem, he forgot Yalav Yavai.
So he doesn't.
So now, is he Yaitse Shemoneh Esrei? He has to daven again. That's the halacha. So now he didn't daven. He realized after by Ma'ariv. He said, yup. Somebody says to him, I couldn't chaydish right before Ma'ariv. I couldn't chaydish. I daven mincha without Yalav Yavai. So now he needs two Ma'arivs. Says Rabbeinu Yehuda, don't daven two Ma'arivs. Because Ma'ariv is no longer a chaydish. So you're not gaining anything because now you're not saying Yalav Yavai.
Good.
I'm happy you're upset. So now we have Aaron and Reuven Yain upset. I'm proud of you. Are Shloime and Maish upset also? All four, so Frecht Aaron Smilowitz, Frecht Reuven Yaina, Frecht Shlomo Feltman, Frecht Maish, what is Rabbeinu Yehuda talking about?
What do you want to do instead?
If you missed Mincha, Rosh Chodesh. You miss Yalvi, obviously you weren't Yaitse. So what's he saying? What do I gain? I gained the Shemoneh Esrei. And it's true I didn't say Yalvi Yavai, but I wasn't Yaitse Shemoneh Esrei. By the time the night came, it's not Rosh Chodesh. Now I'm Yaitse. I need to be Yaitse. So what's Rabbeinu Yehuda talking about? It's a Dvar Pelu Mamarviach. The halacha is on Rosh Chodesh, if you forget Yalvi Yavai, you got to daven. Again.
Okay.
That means I'm not Yaitse.
No, it doesn't.
Now, yeah. Now
this is a chiddush that you are Yaitse.
Why am I davening?
You didn't get the card.
Maybe if you weren't Yaitse, you would need to say two
Shmoneh Esrei. I was Yaitse. Why am I davening again?
If you weren't Yaitse,
Tzibur daven was had a Yalav Yavah that the chiddush of Tzibur. So you're not getting that Tzibur.
Says Ruven Yaina.
If you weren't Yaitse,
says Ruven Yaina. Says Ruven Yaina. Hear the kasha? Everybody hears the kasha. This Tyson. This Maishla, the Tysus is a Pella. The Tysus is a Pella. Many of you have seen this Tysus. The Tysus is a Pella. Akiva, you hear why it's a Pella, Yehuda? Yehuda, you hear why it's a Pella?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because Lechair, if I missed the Al of Yav, I wasn't Yaitza.
Rebbe.
So what's he saying, Yaakov? What were you Marviach? What I gained? The second Meirv, I was Yaitz to the Yud Ches. Now, true, I didn't fix up Yalav Yavai, but I daven when I don't need a Yalav Yavai, Yehuda. So what is Tysus saying? Ma Marviach, what did you gain?
So what does Rebbe want to be on the stay? Please give me an alternate suggestion so I understand what the question is.
What did the Gemara say?
What would you advise other than what Rebbe Yehuda said? So what to do again?
Daven a second Shemoneh Esrei without Yalav Yavai. Meirv.
Let's say Resh Chayit.
Yeah, because now it's a good Shemoneh Esrei. Right, it's a good Shemoneh Esrei. No, now I fixed up my Shemoneh Esrei.
Like
I did. I damned the good. I don't need Yalav Yavai.
Why not?
Because then when I davened.
That's what you're doing now.
Yeah, but now I don't need a Yalav Yavai.
I mean, the word Tashlumen. The word Tashlumen means you're
feeling. Then we'll see. He shouldn't say Ma Marviach. He should say you can't say Yalav Yavai. Tyson's lashon is what did you gain?
Yeah.
It's not what did I gain. I gained the good Shemoneh Esrei. Now. But that's
Rebbe,
a good Shemoneh Esrei. What do you mean it's too late? I have a good Shemoneh Esrei now.
No, you need to say Yalav Yavai.
No, I don't. Not at night.
But
in
the day you do.
I'm making up the day, and now when I make it up at night. Why not?
What does that mean?
It's a great.
You need to say Yalav Yavai.
That makes sense. Whenever you make up. No, because whenever I make up. No, I say the Shemoneh Esrei of then, and the Shemoneh Esrei of then doesn't need Yalav Yavai. So to say, what did you gain? I said a Shemoneh Esrei, which at this time is a good Shemoneh Esrei.
That's usually true. The problem is, I'm going from Rosh Chodesh to Na'arav Kodesh.
That's not
how. Sorry.
Right, so, I have to get a good Shemoneh Esrei. I don't need Yalav Yavai. Ravezi, if you miss Yalav Yavai, it's a bad Shemoneh Esrei. What I need to get is not Yalav Yavai. I need to get a good Shemoneh Esrei. So I got a good Shemoneh Esrei. I need a good Shemoneh Esrei. If the Pashtus is, if the Pashtus is that you're not Yaitse Shemoneh Esrei when you don't see Yalav Yavai. That's how simple Jews understand. You ask them if you miss Yalav Yavai, it wasn't Yaitse Shemoneh Esrei. So what I need to make up is not Yalav Yavai. I need to make up a Shemoneh Esrei. Well, Shemoneh Esrei now is a good Shemoneh Esrei on Ken Yalav Yavai. So what do you mean, Ma Marviach, what you gain? I gained a good Shemoneh Esrei as opposed to a bad one.
But I'm seeing from Tysus a different lum. Like you read
but it's hard to understand. That's this. I would assume the simplest lum this is.
I wouldn't assume anything.
That's what I would assume. But that's the Svara. Yeah, I'm allowed to. The Svara Pshutai is when I miss Yalav Yavai, it's a bad Shemoneh Esrei.
Weird looks.
So make it up. And now, missing Yalav Yavai is not a bad Shemoneh Esrei.
So
what you gain, you didn't say Yalav Yavai. I don't need Yalav Yavai, I need Shemoneh Esrei.
This is mad cool. What's Tyson coming
much
off
worse, bro?
Yeah. Aaron, what do you hold? Right, if that's I saw the face. You made the face. Yes.
You miss Mincha on Rosh Chodesh. You don't daven, not Yalav Yavai. Yalav Yavai, Pashas.
Thank you.
No, but Pashas, you say two Meirs. Let's say you didn't. You miss Mincha completely.
Tais agrees. You say two Meirs. You don't have Yalav. Ah, very good. So Shloime asks. Shloime says, Ravezi, I'll show you wrong. Let's say you miss Mincha on Rosh Chodesh. So Tysus agrees, you miss it entirely, you daven two Meirvs. Tysus doesn't say, you miss two Meirvs. And the second one counts, even though you missed the Yalav Yavai. So you see, not like you. You miss Yalav Yavai. Teretz, you don't need Yalav Yavai. And it counts as your Rosh Chodesh davening. That's the raya, not like you. If you miss entirely, Taisa's clear. Taisa says if you forgot yet, it doesn't say if you miss. Let's say you missed entire mincha on Rosh Chodesh. What do you do, Ma'ariv? Two Ma'arivs. I don't have a Yal V'Yavai.
So Mamar, yes. No problem.
I don't need a Yal V'Yavai.
But
if you miss it, but you daven, you miss it. So then I wasn't Yaitz Shemon Esrei. So now daven without Yal V'Yavai, but it is a good Shemon Esrei.
There's a difference.
Why?
Because one, shmer. You didn't have a Shemon Esrei, and one, you didn't have Yal V'Yavai.
Because I didn't have Yal V'Yavai, I have no Shemon Esrei. That's the Pashtos.
It seems like
so Reuven Yoin has a chiddush nifla. This is what Reuven is saying, pshat in Taisvis, that when you miss Yalav Yavai, it's not pshat, you weren't Yaitzish Manesri. Now, are you davening again? You daven again, the need for Yalav Yavai, Yalav Yavai needs a Shmanesri, not Shmanesri needs a Yalav Yavai.
Say it again.
Say those words again. Not Shmanesri needs a Yalav Yavai, Yalav Yavai needs a Shmanesri. Shemon Esrei, you had a Shemon Esrei. There's a din Yal V'Yavai needs a Shemon Esrei. So I get to daven again. It's a pella to think this way. Because why do I get to daven again then? I have no right. I was Yaitzim. So why are you davening again? Well, Yal V'Yavai needs. Who said you have a right to, you just could daven as, the Pashtus is not like this. The Pashtus, if you miss Yal V'Yavai, Shemon Esrei was bad, and that's how you could daven again. Reuven Yoina wants to say that it must be Taisvis held. That when you miss Yal V'Yavai, Shemana Esrei was good, yes. And you daven again because your Yal V'Yavai needs a Shemana Esrei. Now that's a chiddush nifla, then I'm allowed to just do that. I get Yal V'Yavai needs a Shemana Esrei, but I was Yaitzish Shemana Esrei. So yeah, that's a tais hold. You're allowed to daven again. So the davening again was not to get a Shemana Esrei, it was to get a Yal V'Yavai. So on that, Taisus is saying, if you miss by Mimli Yal V'Yavai, so why should you daven again? You already have a Shemana Esrei. All you're trying to get is Yal V'Yavai, and you're not getting Yal V'Yavai anyway. So it must be Taisus held your Chiddush Niflu. There's a wild Chiddush. You ask anybody, daven on Rosh Chodesh Yal V'Yavai, not Yotze Shemana Esrei. That's why you daven again. Taisus held you were Yotze Shemana Esrei. You know why you're daven again? Because you weren't Yotze Yal V'Yavai, and Yal V'Yavai needs a Shemana Esrei. So then, Taisus makes sense. If you forget Yal V'Yavai on Rosh Chodesh by Mencha, why am I davening again just to get a Yal V'Yavai? I'm not doing Yal V'Yavai. And the Shemana Esrei, I was Yaitz already. That's what Taisus, that's what, Manny, is that?
Why not just bench
and
do something else?
Davening, we're doing Shemana Esrei. So Shlaima says, just say Yal, the answer is Yal V'Yavai needs a Shemana Esrei.
Shemana Esrei doesn't need a Yal
V'Yavai. No, Yal V'Yavai needs a Shemana Esrei. Davening's Yal V'Yavai needs a Shemana Esrei. Chazal instituted Yal V'Yavai is not they said, say Yal V'Yavai in Shemana Esrei. They said Yal V'Yavai needs a Shemana Esrei. Weird. Weird. It's a separate takana, but there was a takana of prayer of Yal V'Yavai in the Shemana Esrei. Strange. It's like so not mistaken.
What?
Is that weird, Daddy? It's weird.
If you benched after that,
it's got to be there was something your yait said. Something. It's got to be something like that. Manny's not buying that if you were yait Shemana Esrei, how are you making another one? Like, hello, you, what were you saying, Ali?
If you bench that later on that day, you said
there's
Yal
a separate takana. There's a damit tefillah. There's a tefillah, Yal V'Yavai. There's a tefillah, Yal V'Yavai. Yeah, there'll be a tefillah, Yal V'Yavai.
The Yal
V'Yavai
and davening is different than the Yal V'Yavai benching.
Yeah, yeah. It's a Yal. It's a prayer, Yal V'Yavai. It's a different. That's what would come out.
Let's go.
Too loud.
Your Shemana Esrei doesn't need a Yal V'Yavai. Yal V'Yavai needs Shemana Esrei, and Manny's like unhappy with that.
We'll have a big conversation.
If a guy, the chevra wanted to know, let's say I didn't know the laws. and he davens two Shmeina Esrays, and he thought the first one, Mamish, happened to a guy in this space medrash by Mincha just now. He prayed to it, he said, Rebbe, I did my shachris, can I do my makeup now? I'm like, oh no. Because your makeup's first. Is he still Yaitse? I see it, Danny. Is he still Yaitse? The guy did his, he did it backwards. La Lacha, you're supposed to first do the present, then you make up. First be present, then make up. First be present, then make up. So if a guy did it backwards, what's the halacha? So listen to a Gemara. Gemara Chavav Medbez. The Gemara says, if a guy missed Mincha on Shabbos, so on Maitzeh Shabbos, he should daven two. Which one should he say Havdalah in? The first one. Why?
Because be present.
Because first the present, then make
then
up.
Then make up.
So he does the Meir of Wish with Abdullah and the second one to make up. Says the Gemara, let's say the guy did Abdullah in the second one. He messed up. He thought that I first make up, then he, Shlomo, you hear what this guy did? Guy missed Shabbos Mincha. He overslept. He comes in the middle of Rosh Shapiro's darshaning. So he's going to daven two Meirs. And he thinks you first do Mincha, then Ma'ariv. So he does a Ma'ariv, and in the second one he says Abdullah.
Oh, no.
He
say that?
Says the Gemara. Says the Gemara.
Go for a third Shmona Esrei.
Yeah, that's the Gemara says.
That's good.
Says the Gemara. Shniya also Rishonos. He's not Yaitse, the first one. Because he showed openly that the first one was Mencha. So says the Gemara, Rishayna Layalsla, he's not Yaitse, the first one.
Only once he said it.
She'enoi klum.
He didn't ask it. Is that right?
That's what I was saying. Abdullah on Monday. So he wasn't saying the makeup.
One sec. What'd you say?
Wasn't Zaych the makeup or wasn't Zaych the.
So which one's he? Let's see, Rashi. Which one's he not Yaitse? The Shniya, he said Abdullah. So the second one's a Meiriv.
This Gemara said you have to show that it's not. So if you don't show it.
So he needs a third one.
Third one.
The first one, he was doing a mincha first. He had no right. Now it's not similar to this bacher because he did nothing different.
But he told you that.
What's the halacha? But he did nothing different.
I know, but he said it outright.
It's not makib, but he did something that's megal. Oh, see, let's say you open
so
your desk.
Rebbe,
so what's that halacha?
The
guy told me. So what's that halacha?
By asking, he now.
What happens now?
No,
so he should daven too. What's that halacha?
After that, you're jumping on the back of the mincha. It's two in the night.
Yes.
Being, let's say I'm in shock, so it's mincha, and then I once yes. I like, open it, I can do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then you should need active das.
It might be. So let's get that halacha. I'm not sure. This just happened today. I don't want to remain an ignorant person. Let's find out. Days.
I have a question.
Let's get a kufches. Let's look up. I'm not sure, Abby. A guy had today.
Gentlemen, excuse us. Can we turn off the recording? There's a personal question here.
It's true. I know what you said, but we have and not to be able to do it. I'm not sure. I hear what you said. Let's look up, Hebron.
Okay, then we'll get to the regular scheduling programming. I do want to be now.
So regularly scheduled programming?
First, you deal with what you need to do now. Then you do the makeup. Rebbe, is this like a Gershom Eliezer type chill? Like a
question? Why?
The Shaney Eliezer Kila KLB. Cute.
No, 1 second.
Say? Yeah, he did the wrong thing. Oh, wait, what's the case? What's the case? Tell me the case. What's the case? What's the case?
He says if you're makdim the tashlumin to the chayv, you're not yaitse. The halach is if you do the wrong order, you're not yaitse.
But if you bedas or only if you say that out.
Oh, listen to this. Let's see. He says, Harishaina's the chayv, the second's the meipah. Bimhepach, if you switched it around, la yatsi yaday tefillah shi tashlumin. You have to daver it. If you had kavana, let's see the Mishnah Berurah. You got it wrong. If you had the wrong kavana, like this guy had today.
Even if he said nothing?
Let's see. Pirush. Listen to this, Chevra. Yes. It has no time. Pirush. Shayavidaitish derishayna l'tashlumen. If you thought the first one was a makeup, la yatsa, the light tick the rabbanu shlom is man is askus betila chiyuvis. Like Manny said it, there's only makeup when you're doing your chiyuv. The light kaidem lachin. The mishmeru says v'yesh mifakpikin like revezi shlita. Some argue, say you don't have to daven unless you openly showed that the sex is l'shem chad mishutashlumim, like Maitzei Shabbos. Le'inyan dina. So the Mishabruah is misupik. Let's say you didn't openly show it. You didn't openly show it. So le'inyan dina, he brings from the Prichadash of Primigadim that you go like the Mechaber, that you're not Yaitse. Umikol makam toiv Yaitse, when you dive in the third one, should make it tonight. And if I'm not Mechoyim, it should be a Taurus Nedava. So he brings a shayla on this. Lemaisa, this guy today might not have been Yaitse's first one.
No, it's worse than that.
Might not.
Because he said, I know he said, but I'm not sure it matters because it wasn't a gilui das mitoich the tefillah. It has to be like you show in the prayer.
Yes. Well, how do you show that in the prayer?
What?
How would you ever show that? There's only like one case here where you can possibly show
it. Can I ask you a cool shayla? You want to hear a cool shayla? A guy misses Meiriv. Shemshala, a guy misses Myriv on Maitse Shabbos. And he's davening two chakrases. Ruben Yaini, you'll like this, Shaila. A guy misses Myriv, Maitse Shabbos. He listens to Rai Shapiro and he gets Nishtoim. The rest of the night he's contemplating. And then in the morning he was in Daven Myriv. He was so busy in Rai Shapiro's raid. So now he's davening two chakrases. Which one should he say Abdullah in? The first one is Shachris, the second one's he did Abdullah, he didn't do the Dalla in...
Did he do another Abdullah?
The Abdullah of Tefillah. Which one should he do the Abdullah in, Daniel? That's a big shayla. So Daniel says the second, because do it in the Meirib. Others taina that Abdullah is not a din in Meirib, it's a din in the first Shemin Esrei after Shabbos. And since you're Shachris the first, do Abdullah in the first.
It's only a din in that if.
It's not a din in Meir, it's a din in the first Shemin Esrei. You still yaitz.
Why is it a din? Why is it a din in the first Shemin Esrei?
Maybe, that's not luck.
Why?
Because Abdullah, after Shabbos, you should do Abdullah. It wasn't a din in your Meir.
Right after Shabbos?
That's a big Shaila. Okay, now you're up to, you didn't do it yet, so the first Shemin Esrei. That's a good Shaila. That's a very gishmaka shayla. If a guy misses Meiriv Maitzei Shabbos davening two davenings in the morning, which one should have Abdullah? Should it be in his first, because the first is the first Shemin Esrei after Shabbos? Or should he do it in the second, because the second's the makeup for Ma'ariv? Is the din Avdol in Shemoneh Esrei a din in Ma'ariv or a din in the first Shemoneh Esrei after Shabbos? Great Shaila, Yehuda. What do you say on that?
Saying the first one.
Saying the first is not a din in Ma'ariv. You just said there's no vert that Ma'ariv has Abdullah. The first Shemoneh Esrei Shabbos, it happens to be. It's usually Ma'ariv. You miss Ma'ariv, so do Abdullah and Shacharis, and it's a very funny time. It comes out, you're doing Abdullah there in Shacharis, not because it's the makeup. You should speak it out. I'm davening Shacharis, remember, first to do the, but I'm going to do Abdullah because the first davening after Shabbos, not, it's not because the makeup.
Just like.
So I would do Abdullah in the Shacharis, and then I would do. Yes. Because I didn't do Abdullah. I needed to do Abdullah and Tfilah. They made a takon Abdullah and Tfilah. Rebezi, they want to know if you did Abdullah already, do you still do it in Tfilah? If you already did Abdullah, the answer is yes. They were masakin. The guy heard Abdullah first. It's happened to me. I had to run out. A guy had to do Abdullah and Davin Ma'ariv later, so he still says Abdullah and Shemoneh Esrei. That's a good question. That's a good question. But they made such a takana. Well, yeah. No, but it makes sense to do it. They were masakin it in tefillah. Yeah, it's not a din in Ma'ariv. You hear that, Avi? People tighten it.
Rabbi Shlomo is asking, just like when you miss Friday Mincha, you do two Shabbos Maariv. So since you miss Maariv.
Because Abdullah's not a din in Maitzei Shabbos. You need Abdullah, you do Abdullah till Tuesday. And they were misakin Abdullah and Tefillah also. See, if you learn they weren't misakin at any Tefillah, they said Maariv should have Abdullah, you'd be right. Was it Ma'ariv should have Abdullah or Tefillah? Pashtus Tefillah. There should be Abdullah and Tefillah also. That's the Takana. Now, which Shemoneh Esrei? The first one after Shabbos. If your first one's a Shacharis, I would do Abdullah the first Shemoneh Esrei. Yeah.
Then it's not identical.
Even though my second one's my Ma'ariv. Because there was no din. But you better speak that as could confuse the brains out of people. A guy does two in the morning and he does Abdullah in the first and second. He has to remember, my first one Shacharis. My second one's Ma'ariv. The reason I'm doing it all first, because my first davening after Shabbos. Interesting, right? Okay, so we know something now. Chevra Lemaisa. Please, if everybody can know that when you do the makeup, your first is the Shemoneh Esrei. The lumdus in the Paiskim, and Manny said this, is while you're davening, you get to do a makeup. But you have to be davening. So you do the present prayer and you get a makeup then. The first one is present. You mishach, you daven two davenings. Daven, the first is mincha, then a makeup. If a guy has in mind the wrong one, lahalacha, he should do a third Shemoneh Esrei.
Which one is he repeating for?
Take,
is
which,
he repeating
what case?
For the one of that he didn't
Mrs.
have.
Shacharis.
He missed Shacharis.
Oh, so his makeup was bad.
His makeup one was bad.
Yeah.
But
yeah, present was fine. Present was good. If a guy does two Shemoneh Esreis and threw it like a guy happened in this space Medrash today, a guy did his first one. He said, "Rabbi, I did Shacharis. Now I'm ready for Mincha." I was like, "Oh no!" You have to daven Mincha your first one, and then you get a Shacharis. That he had in mind the wrong one. It's a machloikis. The mechaber says you're not yaitz the makeup. He was yaitz his Mincha. Now, so then what he should do, daven mincha, and then do the makeup. Then Mishnah Berurah says, have in mind, tefillas nedava. The bottom line is that you do the makeup first, you do the real one first, and the makeup second. Please remember that.
If you make a break in time, you still make it up.
What?
If you pause, you still make it up.
It's a good shame. Yeah, you should do it, b'shas. What were you saying?
If you miss Dimso, Myriv, and Shafis,
you can't make up the one before. You only get, yeah, you only get the latest one.
You miss Myriv, you
Shemoneh Esrei, first one chakras, and then the second one is Ma'ariv.
Then you davening. You should have another Shemoneh Esrei after davening. You can do it during davening.
You should. Some you say Ashrei in between. Say some psukim in between.
Do a Var Menigin.
Var Menigin.
What?
Avi, Dan, you hear that halacha?
Shema's good. Shema's good. Also good. Wait, so all the, yeah, taka. No, that's what I'm going to do. Shema's good. Shema's good. Mincha and Shabbat. I'm going to down to Shema and Shema and all those things after the first one.
Again, give me.
In other words, I want to down Mincha and then Shabbat, right? Like the Rebbe Shlita, the new go of the just said that we first down Mincha and then Shabbat. So should I do like all the Pesukim and Shema, or Shema, let's say, and anything?
No, I don't think so. No, he does his mincha, and then he says, some say Ashrei before, some give an Ashrei. He should do something between. What should he do between, Revezi? Do you remember? What should he do between? What should he do? Ashrei? Kofkes, let's look it up. Revezi remembers, he doesn't want to say.
Yes. So that would be a huge, that would be a tremendous deal if she called Rebbe. That would be different, a huge difference between us and Chasha. I didn't even raise it because I didn't think it was any different.
Well, Sim Shalom and Shalom Rav. Either way, you're doing whatever you're doing twice.
Night. Because let's say I'm going to get up, I'm going to do Sim Shalom in my first Shmoneh right? Clearly, I was davening chakras.
But you're never supposed to do that with Kashishu.
Why?
You do the mincha twice. Just like you do this Friday, Sunday, you do two shots as well.
I don't do this.
La Lacha, the Mishabura says that a person should not be mafsik in anything else between these two davenings. He says, "Vafilu belimudas, so don't learn Torah, because the tefillah, the makeup, should be while you're still doing the chiyuvis." He says, "If you listen to Chazaras Hashatz, it's fine. That's called part of the tefillah." Then he says to say Ashrei. He says, after Shmoneh Esrei, say Ashrei and then daven the Tashlum of Meir. Say Ashrei, Mechaber says, because you're supposed to do Tfilas Tashlum with Divrei Tanchum Shel Torah.
But either way, this way you're only in two.
Say Ashrei. So if you're davening two chakras, first one chakras, second Meir, say Ashrei first. If you're davening Mincha too, also say Ashrei again. He says it's only L'chatchila, but if you just daven two Shmoneh Esreis, you're Yaitza also. You should say an Ashrei, yeah. So he says L'chatchila, you should say an Ashrei between the two Shmoneh Esreis, but the Yevit, if you just did back to back, you're Yaitza.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427. Or email info@shasilluminated.org.